morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV Karen W. I'm your host, Jeremy Werner. And joining me this morning is Megan Jennings, the Director of Development for the St. Francis Foundation. Thank you for joining me this morning. Megan is talking with us about next Wednesday's suicide awareness event put on by Mosaic Medical Center in partnership with the Northwest Missouri Cooperative Mental Health Board, Family Guidance Center, Northwest Missouri State University, and Northwest Health Services. The event will feature keynote speaker Drew Robinson. You know, without diving into the guest, what is it about, you know, mental health, particularly, you know, this month and, you know, getting the word out there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. We've been on a mission for really the past 4 years to provide additional resources to make our communities more aware of how they're a part of this mental health crisis that absolutely affects our part of rural Missouri as well. And we have been partnering with a number of organizations to do this. And we really have a lot of work to do, but we have remained steady in our tasks. And we know that every year on our community health needs assessment, the mental health still ranks number one as the biggest need in our community. And we see it affect kids younger and younger. We certainly see it affect our college students and our older population too. And so we're really working with folks to not only kind of put a Band-Aid on the here and now, how do we provide resources for here and now, but how do we begin to start swimming a little bit more upstream with this mental health crisis? And how do we begin changing behaviors earlier on in young students? And so our big target is pediatrics and youth and all the way up through, you know, our collegiate student level. And so you'll see our hospital as well as many other partner organizations putting time, money, resources, grant writing, all of this kind of stuff into how do we make for a better tomorrow?
And how did you guys come across Drew Robinson? Is this a name that?
Well, yes, in a lot of ways. So we really try to partner a lot with the schools. So we recognize that our elementary, middle schools, high schools, all across the 5-county area, as well as the university, are struggling with how to provide enough mental health resources for the students that they are taking care of. And a lot of times these students, especially in an elementary high school setting, and certainly a college setting, are spending more time with their educators than they even are at home. They're spending more time at school. And so they see this the most. They're trying to work with parents to provide these resources. And we know that September is a great month to kind of get this started. And so September happens to be Suicide Awareness Month on a national scale. And what we try to do is provide a type of resource for our educators to say, we can provide this for you. You don't have to come up with an event on your own to acknowledge this or the funding or the resources. We're going to do this for you. The only thing you have to do is get your students here, and they are very much doing that. So backing up here, we have we found a speaker to bring in for our school districts, our community, and our university by the name of Drew Robinson. And he is a former Major League Baseball player for the San Francisco Giants. And I was looking at a lot of different people to bring in, and I really wanted a big name that would resonate with students and student athletes here at the university. And I was shooting for Simone Biles, but our budget did not allow for Simone Biles. And of course, she was training for the Olympics at that time too. But I came across this person, and I just found that Drew's story just really resonated. Of what a lot of our students face. So you work and work and work, and this becomes your dream. But suddenly, you know, he had this story of getting called up to the majors, but that not lasting, you know, and getting pulled back down to the minor leagues. And it was this yo-yo and back and forth. And oftentimes, for high schoolers especially, it doesn't even have to be something even that major, but it feels very major at that time, and collegiate students as well. And so, you know, what is it that tips us over the edge, and what are the behaviors leading up to that? What are the root causes of that? But he has such an amazing story to tell. So Drew Robinson, former Major League Baseball player, he still works for the Giants in their franchise doing sports psychology, helping with the mental health of athletes. But I think his story resonates with everyone, whether you're an athlete or not. And so we're excited to bring him here to Maryville. We have had the most partnership. We're just always blessed with a tremendous amount of partnerships that help make this possible. First of all, Northwest Missouri State University, they're letting us host both events. We have one on the night of the 25th, and then one that's private, a closed session for 7th through 12th grade students the next day at the Ron Houston Center of the Performing Arts. And so Northwest has been a tremendous partner. Although maybe, you know, it's not something they can support monetarily, they're able to give us the venue space, which is huge, and to allow us to bring students and communities into their spaces. So Stephanie Yount with the Willow and Elm Boutique, she also has some Airbnbs, so she let us use one of her Airbnbs that night and to house him and his service dog, Ellie, that will be joining him as well. And then, of course, our other partners, the Northwest Cooperative Mental Health Board, Family Guidance Center, Northwest Health, in support of our hospital, Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville.
So how much does something like this resonate with younger people? Mm-hmm. Because I think, you know, someone who is young and going through depression, yeah, anxiety, and all these things, in some part of their mind may be telling them, look, one day you're going to grow up and you're going to grow up beyond this and mm-hmm. all that. How much mm-hmm. does that kind of sway kids when they hear from, you know, adults about these very real things that they're possibly feeling as well?
Absolutely. And I think it's just a totally different thing than a teacher or a parent or a coach that they see every single day. But when they come and see on a stage and they just see someone that, you know, has dealt with a lot of the same things they have, that has found their way through it. And I think that's just a positive influence to also know that there are going to be really, really hard times, and there's going to be low times. And these are some things that we do. Drew talks about in his, you know, he wasn't taking care of himself in that way. And now here's some of the things that he does. And he's going to be sharing a lot of that. And I think that with every student, there is going to be something that resonates with them. Now, we're very cautious. We know that suicide, and specifically Drew's story of trying to take his life with a handgun, not being successful, thank goodness, having to make a split second decision whether deciding to shoot himself again or to call 911. And he called 911, and he feels like his purpose here is to use his story to ensure that other kids have a different path and that they see through some of these challenges. And so he has been not only working for the Giants, but also speaking out in as an advocate for mental health and how we take care of ourselves in that way. So it's an understanding that things are going to be hard. And it's the coping skills that we develop. It's the way manner in which we take care of our mind and our body. It's even some things like getting enough sleep and social media. It's all of these things. And he's going to be talking about what he does now and what he could have done better before.
And how much has the needle moved in terms of talking about suicide, depression, all these things? Because mm-hmm. I remember Zach Greinke, another baseball player, having, you know, his own mental health issues and everyone not understanding that and calling him kind of a coward. And then, you know, even when I started news, working in news, I still remember stories about suicide. It was just something we didn't want to mention because we were worried about what that meant, you know, telling people, you know, over the air about this. And yet now here we are just doing the opposite of what I was being told, you mm-hmm. know, a decade ago. How much has the needle moved in terms of the conversation?
I think a lot. It has moved a great deal, even from the time that I was young to what it looks like now. There was a time as we were growing up that if that happened, it was horrible, but you didn't speak of it. And you know, that time has changed, and it's because we've seen that it has to change. And we still have young people taking their lives, and we still feel like this is very preventable. And the reality is that we have to talk about it as a community. And it doesn't just rely on the school districts. It doesn't rely on the university wellness. It relies on all of us to be educated and understanding of what the signs are that someone might be going through. I always think about it as it may not be my child, but certainly it could be one of my friends, my child's friends. And so me knowing the signs, helping my children understand the signs, that allows us to advocate for kids that may not have someone to advocate for them. Or oftentimes when it's in your own home, you may not see it as frequently as someone that doesn't see them as often, noticing those changes. And so to be able to ask about it and opening up the conversation. And I think oftentimes we had a couple of amazing athletes that will always be near and dear to my heart here playing basketball. They both just graduated last year, Wes Streamer and Jaina Green. And they spoke out as ambassadors for us at the gala 2 years ago. It was our final mental health gala where we were really speaking out and advocating on what this meant, what this looked like. And man, I was just always so proud of them to use their platform for that, to say, I had trouble. And I'm a stellar athlete. I'm a starting athlete on a very, very good Division II basketball team for men and women. But guess what? I struggle. And I had to ask for help. And there were low times and there were high times. You know, there's just, especially for student athletes, I think this is an important message. And that's why Tyler Tapps, Andy Peterson, Christy Tapps, all of these folks from University Athletics said, we're going to have every single one of our student athletes there. And this is important for them to hear. And this is an important message that we continue to create a culture around. It's okay to not be okay. And here's how we work towards better. And we've got to talk. Our teammates have to talk. We have to talk to each other. We have to understand what those signs might be looking like for somebody so that we can support them and help them. I do think our counseling rates, I mean, we've always said we can't counsel our way out of this crisis. And that's true. We've added 5 more counselors to our office, our outpatient office here at Mosaic, and we still have huge wait times. And so the reality is more people, especially the university would say the same things, more people are asking for help. More people are needing help. And how do we begin to start swimming upstream so that we've given students at a very, very early age coping skills, emotional intelligence, all of these things where they begin to understand what they're feeling and they begin to work towards better.
So what work, you know, words always lead to actions. What work needs to be done, especially for, you know, a part of the community that is rural, and mm-hmm. we know, well, at least you and I probably know the statistics when it comes to rural and urban and access yep. to health care.
Yep.
What left is, I mean, there's probably a lot to be done, but, yep. you know, what in the immediate future can be done?
Gosh, I think our communities are so special. So one of our community resources, she's speaking at a Farm Bureau event specifically about mental health. Farmers want to be educated. So the reality is that's a huge win. That's a huge win for that segment of the population. Just kind of like athletes that say, I'm strong enough, I can do this, I'm pull myself up in the bootstraps. And the reality is that's not the case anymore. And I think as a community, and that's why we hope that on September 25th, the session with Drew at the Lampkin Gym, which the University Athletics has kindly opened up to us, we're going to have all the student athletes there, but we want all the community there too. We want all, as many collegiate students as we can get there, whether you're an athlete or not. We want this open to the college. We want this open to community. And it's important to hear these messages because the reality is we still have a lot of work to do. And this doesn't fall on a university. It doesn't fall on a school district. It doesn't fall on a hospital. It falls on the entire community. And I think we're beginning to see that. But when we are able to get help sooner, it's just like it's just like an early diagnosis for cancer. The sooner you can do that, the more treatable you are. And if we begin making positive changes in our lives, perhaps we can work through that ourselves in some different patterns. But oftentimes, if we need help, the sooner that we can reach out, the better. And we don't want it to ever get so bad that someone feels like taking their life is their only option. And so we want our community to come out, all of the collegiate students to come out, hear Drew's message, hear Drew's story, and we just think that it will resonate with everyone. But we're in a very, very special community. And just like this event, the partners that have come together who is seeing that this is a huge need, who wants to support, who wants to show up, who wants to learn more. And we just need to continue that pattern. And we need to say, it's okay not to be okay. And we need to just stand up for mental health, for providing the most resources that we can to this community. It's important. I think we're starting to get there in a real way, based on because of who our community is. But we still got a lot of work to do. And events like this help get those conversations started. They educate us in ways that we wouldn't get elsewhere. And so we're excited about bringing someone as high caliber as Drew to come and speak. And we hope our community and collegiate students come out and hear him.
And having been in this role and, you know, putting this message out there for so many years, I mean, you've probably had people who have been dealing with this, you know, more than just a few years, maybe decades even, and older individuals who've either approached you for help or talked about how they were shocked they waited so long to get help. Mm-hmm.
Recently, we just had a mental health fun fest that was back in June. And we showed a mental health themed movie, Inside Out 2, at the Hangar. And this was really for young kids and families to come and hear that message, talk about what anxiety looks like, talk about mental health. We had resources booths there. And, you know, towards the end, someone came up and asked a question to one of our leaders there that day and said, I've been having suicidal thoughts for a while. I just hope to talk to someone. And we truly believe, we've heard from that woman, that we saved her life that day. And so it's showing up. It's having an understanding that there are people here to help. There are resources here to help. How do we begin engaging people with those messages? And then truly, how do we get people, the entire community, understanding what are the signs? And what are we looking for? And how do we start these conversations? And then we're at a point where we're helping each other. And that's when things really begin to change.
Okay. Well, I hope people turn out next week. I mean, it sounds like a lot of people already are.
Yep.
So
we're going to be in Bearcat Arena. And again, all the student athletes are there, but this is also open to the entire community. It's open to the entire university students. It's all free. And we're going to be starting at 7 p.m. It should last about an hour. And again, Drew Robinson will be there. We're thankful for our sponsors. We're thankful for a community that understands how important this message is.
All right. Anything else?
I think that's it.
All right, Megan, thank you for joining us this morning. Once again, that is Megan Jennings, Director of Development for the St. Francis Foundation, talking about next week's suicide awareness event inside Bearcat Arena at 7 p.m. next Wednesday inside Bearcat Arena at 7 p.m., open to Northwest students and the community. The event will feature keynote speaker Drew Robinson and his story dealing with suicide and depression. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV. KRNW.